Today from the Ohio Newsroom, expanding access to a mental health care treatment.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Yesterday, we heard the story of Dirk Harkins, a veteran who was on the verge of suicide when he received a treatment that changed his life, transcranial magnetic stimulation. Now, the Appalachian Vet is on a mission to make it more accessible in Ohio's most remote places. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
In 2021, Mark Smith got a really bad case of COVID. The Harrison County Jail administrator and chaplain was sick for months. Couldn't eat, couldn't move, couldn't sleep. He started spiraling into a state of depression and anxiety.
I couldn't understand what was going on with me. And that's the scary part about anxiety or depression, really. You can't understand, like, what's happening to you.
He went to the doctor, but nothing was working for him until he met Dirk Harkins, a local proponent of transcranial magnetic stimulation. TMS is a relatively new treatment that uses magnetic pulses to stimulate nerve cells in the brain. It's FDA approved for people with medication-resistant depression and anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and for those trying to quit smoking. As a veteran, Smith got the treatment for free. Ohio is one of just a few states to offer a government-funded TMS program for veterans, first responders, and law enforcement officers with mental illness.
It was the worst experience of my life, but TMS was a total godsend.
For a while, ETMS Ohio had locations in Youngstown, Bowling Green, and Barnesville, about 30 miles from Smith's hometown. But they closed after budget cuts this year. Most of the six centers left are clustered near the state's population centers, not rural spots like Harrison County.
We live in a place where you can't buy a pair of Nikes or Levi's. Everything here is extremely limited. So if you look at it in that kind of picture, you know that our medical needs would also be limited.
Now, people in more rural, less densely populated parts of Ohio have to travel a long distance to get care, which isn't always possible for a treatment that requires multiple sessions a week.
When I was in the midst of this nightmare that I was in, I'm no different than a guy that lives in Cleveland. So why are all the machines there but not here?
Dirk Harkins wants to change that, and he has an idea on how, with mobile TMS units.
We're leaving so many people behind because when you go to Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, and you stay in the brick-and-mortar locations, I'm not going to drive up there every day to do this treatment for 30 days. Nobody's going to.
Rural communities don't always have the population to sustain a permanent physical location for TMS treatment, he says. But a mobile unit would allow people in remote places to still get care.
From here to Belmont County, to Massillon, I have four or five locations. People wanted to come, and I could take it right to their backyard. I could pull it right into your parking lot.
It's an idea that's gaining traction. Missouri already has a few mobile units, and Ronnie Schumard says some could be coming to Ohio soon, too. He works with Operation Zero, a brand new company that aims to equip rural practices with TMS technology and mobile units.
Our mission is just to treat more people and to lower the suicide rate. That's a task that we all need God for, right? There's so many people across the country that don't even know about this service.
Schumard is working with Harkins to bring mobile units to eastern Ohio. They're hoping to hit the ground in early 2026. Smith hopes the effort works. He says veterans and first responders in cities like Caddis, Carrollton, and Coshocton should have the same treatment options as people in Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland.
I don't know what makes us different than any other place other than the population. It's still the same people with the same problems, dealing with the same life issues that everybody else is dealing with, just on a smaller scale.
In Harrison County, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.